So one Saturday, I'm taking a walk along the beach in Santa Monica, and I happen to look up, and I see a strange cluster of white birds flying in a perfect circle high up in the sky, around and around. They were way down the beach, and I hadn't planned to walk that far, but I couldn't help myself. What were they doing? Were they trained to fly like this? Were they circling a dead animal? The sand was soft. It took me a long time to get to the birds. As I approached, I saw that they were owls. I got closer, and I saw that each one was tied to a short string, which was attached to a single long one. My eyes followed the long string down hundreds of feet till I found what was at the other end.
My name is Tyrus Wong.
Tyrus Wong, or Ty for short, a small man in a beige fisherman's hat and a loose-knit sweater. He was standing at a slant, leaning back and looking up at the owls. He made them. They were kites. And how old are you?
I'm 97.
Ty learned kite making when he was a little boy in China. He lived there until he was 8. Then he and his father moved across the Pacific Ocean to America. His mother stayed behind.
Yeah. In fact, after I moved here, I never seen her.
But Tyrus never forgot her or the red diamond-shaped kites that he flew when they lived together. Years later, after he retired, those kites grew into a life's passion. He's made hundreds since then. And for the last 30 years, on the fourth Saturday of every month, he flies them on the Santa Monica beach. Now his kites are much more elaborate, not simple diamond shapes, but animals, hand-painted, decorated with feathers or spinning bottle caps for eyes. He fills the sky with owls, swallows, rainbow-colored insects.
Centipedes and panda, two fish, 16 crane, 25 butterfly.
That's a butterfly.
If all these critters sound like a scene from Bambi's forest, they should. Tyrus is actually the artist who painted a lot of Bambi's background landscapes for Disney in the 1930s. He liked the funny parts of the movie best.
What's that little rabbit there?
That bird!
Thumper, you know, I think he's a wonderful character, you know?
Ty doesn't paint anymore. He says his hands shake too much. But he can still make kites.
Can I interest you guys in some pomegranate blueberry juice?
That's Kim, Tyrus's daughter. Every month she brings her dad and his truckload of kites to the beach. They lay out a picnic blanket and serve refreshments.
You want some, Dad?
Family and friends stop by. The greeting is always a variation on a single theme.
Thank you for the wind today.
Or, did you bring the wind? If there is none. Tyrus and Kim welcome everybody, even strangers who stumble on their kite-flying party by accident.
Sometimes the seagulls come and investigate like they think it's another bird in their territory.
Once, after 9/11, a helicopter patrolling the beach took notice.
Finally, they called down to a policeman. He said this guy had too many kites up and too high.
Tyrus had to take the kites down that day. I've come back a few times since I first met Tyrus and Kim.
Hi. Yes, it's so nice to see you.
I see you too.
Did you bring some wind?
The last time I was there, it was a still, hot, sun-baked day. Tyrus gets a little restless when the wind isn't up. Now and then he would pull a white handkerchief from his pocket and raise it in the air. It looked like he was surrendering, but he was doing kite calculations.
See the direction of the wind. Look, still, this has enough wind.
Finally, a light breeze. Tyrus jumps out of his beach chair.
Go ahead, Kim.
He grabs the kite string and points Kim towards a red goldfish kite.
Hey, no. Go ahead, further.
In position, feet apart, knees bent.
Okay.
The fish lunges up, then swerves down, head first into the sand.
Get
up. Now Ty's friends and family are watching from the picnic blanket. Each one has a look on their face like they're trying to will the kite into the air. Ty tries again, and the kite swoops up, then falls down, then dives.
Up, go up.
Then it's floating. Rising.
There it goes.
Huh? Where is it? Oh, up there.
One little girl, she goes to church with Ty's niece, watches in awe at the smiling man attached to a red fish swimming in the sky.
He's older than my great-grandma.
I tell you what, honey. You go over there and get a black one. Get the black one. Bring it over here. Okay?
Tyrus quickly dispatches her to get another kite.
The black one.
He doesn't want to miss his chance with the wind.
The black goldfish. Okay? He try anything.
Then he and Kim put up a swallow, a 20-foot-long centipede, a panda with little legs dangling so that when the wind hits, it looks like it's running.
It's running, running, running.
Oh, there it goes, there it goes.
Once the kites are flying, Ty relaxes again, leans back on his heels, looks up, and starts flirting with the ladies who are also watching his kites bob up and down.
Yeah, how come that one is wiggling?
Oh, it's a female kite.
After Ty retired 30 years ago, he took up fishing for a while. That pastime also involved holding onto a line with an animal at the other end, gently tugging now and then. But before too long, Ty stopped fishing, went back to the kites of his childhood. It was better for you, Ty thought.
Well, fishing, you're looking down. Kite flying, you're looking up.
Maybe that's a secret for long life.
Yeah.
Let's go.
In Santa Monica, I'm Chrissy Clark for Weekend America.
What do you catch when you fly a kite?
Catch a cold.
Up in the atmosphere where all the air is clear. And then it's so...